On today's podcast, we'll be talking about PPE compliance, so stay tuned.
Welcome to Warehouse Safety Tips. If you're a seasoned vodcast viewer, this vodcast is going to be different from most that you watch. It's based around exactly what the name implies, Warehouse Safety Tips. And since the people in this industry are busy, we know that time is money, so each episode will be as short and to the point as possible. And now, with all that out of the way, let's get to the vodcast.
Before diving into the specifics of personal protective equipment management, or PPE management, it's crucial to establish a strong foundation. This foundation includes comprehensive training, regular audits, and fostering a safety-first culture. Training ensures that all employees are knowledgeable about the correct use and maintenance of PPE. Audits are essential for identifying areas of improvement and ensuring compliance with safety standards. And lastly, a safety-first culture prioritizes the well-being of employees, making safety an integral part of daily operations. Together, these elements create an environment where PPE protocols are not just followed, but are a natural part of workplace practices. Here are five tips to help you get started with PPE compliance. Number one, identify specific hazards. Conduct thorough hazard assessments for different roles and areas within the workplace. Understanding the risks is crucial to selecting the appropriate PPE for each task. Number two, select suitable PPE. Ensure the PPE selected meets OSHA standards and is appropriate for identified hazards. Fit, comfort, and the ability to perform job tasks while wearing the PPE are crucial factors to consider. Number three, implement a PPE program. Develop and maintain a comprehensive PPE program. A PPE program should include policies on selecting, using, maintaining, and replacing PPE and employee training programs. Number four, ensure proper fit and comfort. Regularly fit test PPE, especially for equipment that requires a snug fit like respirators. Comfortable PPE is likely to be worn correctly and consistently by employees. And last but not least, number five, maintain and replace PPE regularly. Set up a maintenance schedule for PPE inspection, cleaning, and replacement. Damaged or worn out PPE can compromise the safety of employees, making regular checks crucial. By starting with the prerequisites of training, audits, and safety-first culture, businesses can more effectively implement these tips, ensuring that PPE management is not just about compliance, but about genuinely protecting workers. Staying updated with OSHA's guidelines and integrating employee feedback into your PPE program can enhance safety and compliance. And as we always try to stress, be sure to follow your facility's specific rules and regulations regarding safety of any kind. This approach emphasizes the importance of foundational safety practices before detailing actionable PPE management strategies, aiming to provide a comprehensive overview that can help improve workplace safety and compliance. Thank you for being part of another episode of Warehouse Safety Tips. Until we meet next time, have a great week and stay safe.
Before moving on, here's a word from one of our sponsors. If you've ever been to or worked in a warehouse, you know just how important safety is to both management and staff. It's almost impossible to go 10 steps without seeing safety tape, angles, signs, and/or safety products. It's these items that show us how to be safe and avoid danger in the workplace. And if you're looking for the best products to make this happen, look no further than Mighty Line. Mighty Line floor signs and floor markings offer the best industrial products out there. We're proud to have Mighty Line as the official floor sign and floor marking company for the Warehouse Safety Tips podcast and site. Go to mightylinetape.com/safety tips to request a sample pack of their incredible safety signs and floor markings. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Warehouse Safety Tips. If you visit warehousesafetytips.com, you'll find the show notes for this episode and access to all of our blog posts, previous podcasts, advertiser information, and much more. Thank you for listening to Warehouse Safety Tips, and have a safe day.